Es folgt ein Diktat in der Geschwindigkeit 110 Silben pro Minute in englischer Sprache. Bereit? So we now call the unemployed job seekers. It is a technique that might be useful in other contexts. Tourists are already sun seekers. So when the health service is reformed, perhaps they will call patients health seekers. And what about the word allowance? It sounds wonderfully old-fashioned, like something from the days when the rich gave their sons and daughters an allowance for clothes and cocktails. Changing the name may not be enough to make the unemployed jump up and start dancing the Charleston, but perhaps it does sound more optimistic. We need a bit of optimism when some are saying that 500,000 jobs are likely to go in the public sector and even more in the private sector. But guess what? The coalition government now plans another change of name. In the next new system, it plans to offer universal credit. This will be simple. It will cover all the different situations where people need financial help from the state, not just unemployment. In this new system, the government still plans to reduce the money it gives away. Is that a good way of cutting costs and a fair way of helping people to focus on work? We believe not.